again. Being registered in the state of Washington, genuine business, I have to fill out quarterly taxes. Being self-employed, I have to pay into Social Security, that part most folks' employer contributes. Being a manufacturer of stained glass windows, I fall under the B&O, business and occupation taxes, unlike, say, attorneys or CPAs. Don't ask me why. Actually, go ahead and ask me, because here's my gripe du jour. The laws taxing us citizens are bullshit. Don't get me wrong, I pay my taxes, and I believe in paying my taxes, for the simple reason that they are what fund schools and libraries, roads and bridges, armies and the Peace Corps. I want to live in a civilized society, not an anarchical jungle of predators, and if that means I have to pay my fair share, I'm happy to do it. What I'm not happy about is paying more than my fair share, and yeah, I know what you're thinking. Nobody thinks they're paying their fair share. But I live in a country now where Warren Buffett pays less percentage taxes than his secretary, where CEOs make millions and hedge fund managers who make billions pay less than me because they have deductions built into the system and call their money capital gains, so it can be taxed half as much. Well, I'm fairly or unfairly certain that the system is rigged in the favor of the rich. Ask Donald Trump. He won't show you his taxes, and for good reason. A buddy of mine cheats on his taxes. In fact, I know lots of folks who cheat on their taxes or don't pay any taxes at all. My buddy claims I'm a sucker for being so goody-goody two-shoes about paying mine when the rich have legalized their grand larceny. Why would I pay more than they do? He asks incredulously, and honestly, I don't have a good answer. If the wealthy won't pay a fair share, what am I thinking? In the America I live in today, the rich just got a tax break. Corporations, who the Supreme Court claims are individuals, just got a tax break. After Wall Street drove the economy of the country and the world into the toilet, you think they paid any price whatsoever? You think they felt any guilt? You think maybe they apologized for their greed that caused most of us great suffering? You think one single son of a bitch went to jail? I'm not against tax breaks, but come on. When the rich get most of the pie, what's left for the little guy? I can tell you I sleep better at night knowing I paid my taxes in full. And maybe that's why my buddy thinks I'm a sucker, duped by the big boys, tossing my nickels into the public coffer they're raiding. But lately, I find myself starting to side with the cheaters. My mom used to tell us kids when we'd complain about neighborhood kids cheating at whatever game we were playing that season, take your marbles and go home. What do you do, though, when the cheaters own your home, collateralize the mortgage, and sold it in bundles to the hedge fund managers, and then bet that their worth will go down? Good advice, Mom, but only when you're playing with marbles.